Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer-founded and queer-run. Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender-inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3 extra small to 6 extra large. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com. Shop now on TomboyX.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of New Mexico, the land of entrenchment. Nope, enchantrent.
That's better.
Nope.
Enchantment? Whatever you want.
I got that one wrong, and it requires scientific precision. That is courtesy of Johnny Davis, the short show title, God.
Lord of the short show.
Yeah. Well, I am Jack, you are Miles. That is yet another in the series of short show titles that are based on license plates. That's pretty, I kind of like New Mexico having that sort of energy. Land of enchantment.
I love it.
Yeah, good for them.
It is enchanted. Someone invited me to be the officiant at their wedding in New Mexico in like 2 years.
In 2 years? Damn.
Yeah. Someone was like, hey, you want to come out to New Mexico to do a wedding real quick?
You get
and I was
plus
like, tell
one?
Me what the food is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. If you're listening, can I bring Jack and Anna and Justin?
Please.
And
we'll
Chris
do a live
Brockton.
Show.
Them all. Bring them all
right. Well, I am Jack. You are Miles.
Yes.
And here are some things that are trending.
Okay.
Rihanna is trending because the Republic of Barbados announced that she is the new... national hero. She is officially a national hero. So the Republic of Barbados has dropped one queen and gained a much better one.
There it
is how a news person would say that. But
No longer the head of state. Queen Elizabeth, not the head of state anymore. And they got their own president. They even saluted the flag one last time. They said, take that fucking colonizer shit down. Putting up our own shit now. But yeah.
Is the new flag designed or like have anything to do with Rihanna? Album covers?
Fenty X Puma is the designer of the flag. Really dope, though. Really dope.
Very cool.
But yeah, it's just wild, especially when you think of Barbados' like entire history with the transatlantic slave trade and the British Empire's role and all of that. And Prince Charles, like in his like speech at the Senate, was like, hey, man, slavery was pretty fucked up, y'all. That's on us. Sorry about that. But hey, it's not often you'll hear people say that out loud when they're a world leader.
CNN Entertainment has, I'm just going to read a couple quotes from their report on this. Rihanna's homeland wants her to continue to shine bright like a diamond.
Oh, fuck off.
But then the prime minister also their speech said, on behalf of a grateful nation, but an even prouder people, we therefore present to you the designee for National Hero of Barbados. And then may you continue to shine like a diamond and bring your honor and bring honor to your nation by your works, by your actions, and to do credit wherever you shall go, acting as our umbrella. Ella.
Didn't do the last part, but now come on, rude boy. Can you get it hard enough?
They're trading up in many ways. And
yeah, look, Queen Elizabeth, man, nobody's heard from her. I feel like it's only drama headlines these days coming out of there.
Is she dead?
No,
Queen Elizabeth? No, I know not officially, but
Twitter
like,
would be full of crab memes and crab emojis if Queen Elizabeth went down.
Right. I just feel like.
But she had like a few like health scares too, and then like I feel like everything's like she's against a doctor's orders, going off roading in her Land Rover.
Oh, okay. So she's back out in the public eye because she had a couple health scares and then wasn't seen for a while, and people suspected that they were going to try and like weekend at Bernie's her for a couple months until whatever, they had all the press and ceremony in alignment, but. You know, just waiting for the right news day.
Yeah, guess so.
All right, top 10 Christmas movies. I'll tell you the one way to ensure that you get talked about is put out a definitive list that makes no fucking sense whatsoever. And that is what, let's see, this is the Bend, Oregon Film Alliance. Bend, Oregon. Famous for being the location of the last Blockbuster. I think wasn't that them?
Oh yeah. Why is it being put out by Barstool?
Barstool just made the
They just did a graphic.
Graphic
knockout collab between Barstool and the Alliance, the Bend Oregon Film Alliance. Yeah. Like, the fuck is this?
So their top 10 Christmas movies of all time. Number 10 to 1, it's one Wonderful to 10. Life. Okay. All right, we'll go 10 to 1.
Count it.
So Bad Santa at number 10. It belongs in the top 10, probably not that low. Number 9, Home Alone 2.
Yep.
Okay. Belongs in the top 10.
I'm satisfied. Not. Those are my two movies I literally talked about
that's
yesterday.
Funny. Number 8, Miracle on 34th Street. Number 7, A Christmas Story. Number 6, drum roll please, Home Alone 3.
What?
Home Alone 3 is a better Christmas movie than Home Alone 2, first of all.
No.
Better than A Christmas Story. Better than Miracle on 34th Street.
No. I mean, I don't really care about Miracle on 34th Street.
Yeah, I don't either, but it seems to be a
But not
classic.
Home Alone 2 or Bad Santa. Fuck no.
Number 5, Elf, which I would agree belongs in the top, you know, 5, 4. Not better than Home Alone 3, obviously, but still a pretty good one. Number 4, Christmas Vacation. You know, how can you vote against the charm of Chevy Chase?
Yeah.
Number 3, hold on to your butts one more time for me. Fred Claus.
The fucking Vince Vaughn movie?
Yes, Fred Claus, number 3 on the list. Beating National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation and Elf.
Look what they did to us. Look how they massacred my list.
And then number 2, Home Alone. Number 1, It's a Wonderful Life. You know, high for Home Alone, probably, but it does seem like they just did a very straightforward list of the top 10 Christmas movies, and we're like, wait, we gotta
fuck
real
with
dumb
heads.
Shit in here. So let's drop that Home Alone 3 at number 6 and Fred Claus at number 3.
Oh, that should be it. I think we should dabble in that, like, and start putting out our own just inflammatory meme lists, because this guy used to work with that Playboy. He does that a lot with those like fake maps that you see. And it's like, he's just found a niche of just like upsetting people with his fake demographic research.
Yeah. No, that's, I mean, it's the easiest thing in the world to do. The smart thing they did here is do a 80% pretty straightforward list.
Right. That it feels, yeah.
And then, so it feels like, oh, okay. Okay. What the fuck?
Yeah.
But
hold anyways. On. They put dances with wolves in the four spot? The fuck? Can't forget
that
Titanic.
Part when it's snowing. Yeah.
Hey, it came out during Christmas time.
That's okay. Right.
So deal with it.
All right. Well, speaking of Home Alone 2, Donald Trump's former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, has agreed to cooperate with the House panel investigation into the January 6th Capitol riot, which, of course, means that he'll probably just like stonewall him or whatever. But it is, according to the New York Times, a stunning reversal for a crucial witness in the inquiry, because they got to get excited about something over there at the New York Times.
I mean, sure. I mean, it is something that he didn't go.
If he cooperates, hell yeah.
He didn't go the "you're gonna have to put me under the jail" type shit,
right?
Like Steve Bannon is currently on course to do that. But I don't know. Yeah, I'm curious. I'm very curious to know what the atmospheric forces around him are like. Like whether it's his family being like, "Please don't just end this. Like, don't put us through a trial and shit and trying to be a lightning rod for the political discourse," or maybe he's like, fuck that, the bills to fight this case, fuck that, and I know Trump's not giving me any money and the MAGA world doesn't fuck with me enough that I can go out there and be like, help me. So I don't know.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer-founded and queer-run. Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender-inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3 extra small to 6 extra large. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com. Shop now on TomboyX.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
And we're back. Santas are trending because we got a Santa's shortage.
Yep.
It's not just the supply chain, folks. Everything is conspiring to make this the worst Christmas ever.
Exactly. You're looking at the stats right now and you're crying because Christmas is going to be ruined. They're saying that when I say they, I mean hiresanta.com is telling us that the number of available Santas for hire is down 10%, while the demand for Santas is up 121%. What are we going to do?
Damn. I mean, it still seems like Santas were probably very much over supplied last year. Like this seems like if you actually look at the numbers, there was probably very little demand for Santas last year mid pandemic, since no stores were open. And then, so yeah, of course, demand for Santas would be up by, at least double. I'm a little surprised it's not more than that. And then the number of Santas available for hire being down 10% seems like a small number when you think about the number of Santas normally available.
Yeah.
This is stupid. Fuck Fox News.
But also fuck Santa. Yeah, you heard it.
Wow.
You heard it right here. Yeah. He could eat shit. He didn't get me. Ugh, man, that duped me once. That's all it took.
Fortunately, the Daily Zeitgeist is the one place that Santa draws the line in terms of watching and listening. It's the one thing he doesn't listen to. It's like, guys, can't do it. Not a fan.
He said it's too far left for him.
Ever since they got woke.
Oh, can't handle it anymore. Could you imagine assholes. Though, like, it sounds like a movie too, where like in a pandemic, like elderly men who play Santa like are at a rare, you know, kind of character actor, and then like they sit and all like have all these sick children sit in their laps, and then like we lose all of our Santas.
Yeah,
like could you imagine
why?
What
because
that would do?
They're all catching COVID.
Yeah, like that would be wild. Not to say I'm interested in that, but like if that would alter Santa culture, and then like, no, man, remember the Christmas of 22?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to... I remember when I was younger. So now there's this more recent trend of people whose life's goal it is to play Santa. Like they view it as a calling. And right. They are old, jolly, rotund men with big white beards. And I used to get Santas. I used to sit on the lap of Santas that were clearly 30 something, people with drinking problems,
right.
Who, did not have white hair. Their masks were not sticking to their face cause they had the sweat. And the kids these days don't know how good they have it, Miles.
Yeah. So what you're describing sounds like bad Santa.
Yeah, I think that's what I was. Most of my memories from.
But then, they were kind of a good guy, even though they were a little complicated. Like I was getting bullied at school at the time, and Santa stuck up for me and kind of made sure I got home safe. Yeah. And I was living with my grandma at the time. And she
my
was
therapist
kinda, you know,
has always said I have trouble distinguishing my memories and Billy Bob Thornton movies. So I have.
Right. I remember when you said the whole plot of that movie Bandits as if it were something that happened in college, and I was like, bro, this is
And then
Bandits.
I have this shitbag brother who always trying to rob banks.
Also Sling Blade. Just doing all the hits.
Mm-hmm.
Like, did he ask you for French fried potatoes right now?
Potatoes, yeah. French fried potatoes. Parag Agrawal, who is the new Jack Dorsey, and whose name I will eventually presumably pronounce correctly, has drawn the ire of conservatives because he once tweeted, and I quote, "If they're not going to make a distinction between Muslims or extremists, then why should I distinguish between white people and racists?" And people are outraged. And then the sort of mainstream take seems to be, okay, guys, he was quoting a satirical show called The Daily Show. Okay. And that was just a quote, but like, I don't understand how that's a controversial statement. Like,
that's the same very, very similar what? comparisons there.
What the fuck is... Yeah.
If anyone who's Muslim is an extremist, but then you have a problem with even saying that, like, that white people who are racist do everything in your power to not describe it as racist.
Yeah.
Okay, Parag, at Parag A. I feel bad that he couldn't even get his first name without the last initial as a handle as the fucking CTO of Twitter.
Yeah.
Or now I CEO, mean, but...
He was clearly... a ringer who they brought in. He wasn't like
he got late there.
On
got
board. There late. Yeah. Got there late. Cause, but yeah, this is classic, conservative and just generally white people, in modern America, where they think being called racist, is worse than anything that they could call, someone who's accusing them of racism. Like they think that's worse
than being a terrorist.
Yeah, that's worse than being called a terrorist, right? Is being called racist.
Or okay, we'll make a distinction between white people and white extremists.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Whichever way you need to go with that.
Yeah,
please. But I guess again, like even like we'll talk about in tomorrow's show, there's just an inability to just be like, yeah, there's racism that's rampant. It's a problem. Chances are, you know, many people or some people that are racist. And yet, we're here to say everything's fine and dandy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Amazon is trending because of the great deals that were happening yesterday. No, they're trending because we had covered the union vote. People were hopeful because a warehouse in Bessemer, Alabama. Had a union vote coming up, and the conditions were shitty there. And it was just like a blatant example of like, this is a place where unionization could really help, all of the people who are voting on this. And then, it went down, by a 2-to-1 margin. It was like a wipeout, and you know, of people voting, no on unionization. And then like the reporting started to come through, you know, saying that they would make people like spend long hours at like anti-union education, you know, sessions, then like would watch them as they filled out like the vote, and you had to vote on the Amazon campus, and you know, people got the sense, okay, I would get fired if I voted against Amazon's wishes. And
like over the ballot, you're about to tick yes or no. And they're like, you're about to put the pen to yes.
Right.
And you're like, oh, and you move back to the no. And they're like, yeah, good.
Good. Anyways, a local judge has ruled that, this is bullshit. And they need to redo the election.
All right.
Because all that shit is illegal, what Amazon was doing.
Will that stop them from meddling in this next one? Only time will tell.
Well, funny you should ask, because Amazon and the RWDSU, which is the union, have already restarted their campaigns in anticipation of a second election. The company has forced thousands of employees to attend meetings about unions and posted signs critical of unions in bathrooms. Yep. So,
okay, you know that they're gonna make you pay dues, right?
Right.
You'll have to pay dues. That's like it's another bill. Never mind that through collective bargaining, you'll have way better outcomes, but the fee, the dues.
That's why there are all these fat cat union heads who are billionaires that you always hear about. They're just
take it off in their private jets.
Paydays. Yeah. And not, fat cat Amazon CEOs who are inventing new forms of space travel and saying that your work directly paid for that. So
yeah. New forms of slavery too.
Yeah.
Hey, innovators.
Some of the best, to ever do predatory capitalism. All right. Well, those are the things that are trending on this Tuesday. The last day of November, our last recording of November. This is the last you will hear from me with a mustache looming over my mouth. It's been a pleasure hosting this show with this mustache, but I'm it's going to be behind us the next time you hear.
Hey, for a good cause, man. Men's health.
That's right.
Fuck prostate cancer. That shit is fucking whack.
All right. Well, those are the things that are trending on this Tuesday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to you all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.